Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Reasons did he give?
I found out through his best friend who has been trying to sleep with me for the past 2.5 years. My husband would not come home sometimes. He would say he was working late and just slept at the office. And his best friend would have to go get some milk or drop off Pampers at the request of my husband. And that's when his best friend started making passes at me. He was reluctant to tell me that my husband was cheating, but he did it in a way to make him more attractive to me. My husband does not know his best friend has been making passes at me. I'm reluctant to tell him because his best friend is sweet. He comes through when my husband doesn't. Oh, the reason why I can't get diapers is because my husband won't let me drive.
What?
He says, I'm the man in the house. I'm working. You stay at home and take care of your kids, and I'll take care of you all. That was one mistake I made. Being taken care of, and I ignored the red flags that my husband was a pig, a chauvinist. He wanted the woman to stay home barefoot and take care of the house and the kids. I actually almost hate him now because I've forgiven him too many times.
Yeah, and you don't feel good about yourself now.
I found out the woman he is sleeping with is his play sister.
What? I've heard that before.
Like, they call each other sister and brother.
Yeah.
Because through friends or family,
they want to keep it on a low.
Well, their extended family. They're related somehow, but not through blood. So that's why they call each other sister and brother.
And that's how they get away with being so close.
He pays more attention to her than he does me. And he caters to her needs more than he does mine. But I'm thinking because that's his sister.
They
go places together. Places he doesn't take me. They go shopping together. They shop for cars, food, anything.
That sister and brother is getting kind of old.
Yes, I have gotten STDs from my husband cheating.
What?
Three in the past year. And one is herpes. I can't get rid of. The lesions keep coming back.
That is so terrible.
And that's something that is going to affect me for life.
And your kids, because you're going to...
Because his sister shoots up heroin and she sleeps around for drugs.
Did he know that?
To get her fix.
Did he know this, though?
And...
Wow.
I found out he didn't use protection with her.
What?
And last year, she ended up getting an abortion because he was the father. My husband was the father.
When you found out your husband was the father, how did that affect you? Like, you must have been shocked. For one, he was sleeping with his sister. And two, you knew she was addicted to heroin. But he chose to sleep with her without protection?
That's sad.
Yes, that shows he has no respect for himself or me or even our kids if he would risk my life like that and take the chance on our kids not having a mother or a father even. I'm not sure what diseases he has. Or if he's got them treated.
Did he go to the doctor?
No woman deserves a man that puts their life and health in a situation like that.
That's so sad.
Yeah. He knows that I'm at my end of my rope and I'm not taking him back.
That's
good for you, girl.
Yes.
Now, is he trying to get you back? Has he been begging to come back? Or is he just like, okay, you want to divorce me? I'm staying with my mistress.
Yes, he's tried to get me back, and he claims that he's done with her, but they have been off and on since I found out he was cheating with her.
Wow.
I'm not taking him back. I've woken up from being knocked down too many times, and I'm saving my dignity. I'm walking away with my head held high, even though I cried about this for many, many weeks. And I'm doing this for myself and my kids. I'm putting myself first.
That's what you always
thank you for having this podcast. And thank you for allowing me to maintain my badassness. And get my self-esteem back.
Anytime.
You are so welcome. And thank you, Faith. know that's not your real name. We changed your name because you have a high-profile job, and we don't want to expose your family and you and take the chance on you getting fired. Thank you again, Faith, and I'll keep you in my prayers. Reach out. You know you'll be a part of this group as long as you want to be. We have so much inspiration to give you and so much, so many options to show you you have. Hopefully you'll keep in touch with us. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.